Despite renewed persecution in India, an outreach moves forward with a winter project. A pastor is murdered in Pakistan, and a ministry seeks government approval to begin a Christian school in Niger. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Compass Direct News warns that the incidence of anti-Christian violence in India's Orissa state could be actually much higher than the available statistics indicate. Even so, Christians are moving forward with outreach opportunities. India Partners is no exception, and they're asking you to help them with their Winter Blanket Initiative. India Partners' Brent Hample.
These are villagers in India in very remote areas. They live in huts that have no heating, no doors, no windows. It can get very cold. One of our partner agencies provides blankets, and in the process, they share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Their workers have been affected by Orissa violence. While it does hurt the gospel initially, Hample says it helps it in the long run.
Especially if the church respond to the hate and respond to the persecution out of love and with prayers, the gospel will grow even more deeper.
$40 will buy 5 blankets. Go to our website to help. Next, a Pakistani pastor has been murdered because of his involvement in evangelistic work. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, 29-year-old Sajid William was shot and killed by a masked gunman on his way home in Peshawar. Pastor William was the office manager for the Christian Relief and Development Agency, Shelter Now. Pray for God's comfort for Pastor William's family. Ask God to embolden Pakistani Christians to follow his example of faithfulness. You're listening to Mission Network News. New Tribes Missions' Nita Zelenek says they had a breakthrough in Papua New Guinea just last week. Their team just launched its first Through the Bible teaching series in the remote Yumbi Yumbi village.
They started actually planting the seeds of the gospel by beginning to teach from Genesis. And about 80% of the tribe of the village showed up to hear the lesson. Towards the end of that, they will start with the story of Christ and bring them to a clear understanding of how God's provided a way of salvation for them.
When rumors that the spirits would kill anyone who attended proved false, even more people came to participate. Missionaries will be teaching 5 nights a week for the next 3 months.
The main 3 prayer requests that the missionaries are asking is, one, that the tribal people will consistently attend, because they will not have a clear understanding unless they attend consistently. And then they are asking for the health of the missionaries and for wisdom as they teach, and for clear understanding on the part of the tribal people.
Meanwhile, for the past 3 years, SIM Niger has been helping educators teach from a Christian worldview. Teachers enthusiastically started Association Cornerstone in order to start Christian schools across Niger. However, their official recognition with the government has been delayed. Without this recognition, it'll be difficult to open the school's doors on January 30th as planned. Pray that the Minister of the Interior will sign Cornerstone's request for recognition. And in unrelated news, Cornerstone University has announced its new chief. Dr. Joseph Stoll is succeeding Dr. Rex Rogers as president next week. Stoll has a long tradition of Bible teaching and is best known for his web-based ministry, Strength for the Journey.
To think that we can have a part in framing and forming and preparing the next generation to be successful in their world, in their careers, but also to take the light of Jesus Christ, demands that we understand how rapidly this world is changing and continue to flex and flux the whole aspect of the academy to meet those needs. And I think that's a very big challenge.
Stoll was president of Moody Bible Institute for 18 years before becoming a teaching pastor at Harvest Bible Chapel in the Chicago area. He says,
I've just been seeing God beginning to prepare me to come back into college work and college ministry and to work with these wonderful students and faculty and staff here. Marty and I could not be more excited about the prospect of serving Christ here.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical text come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's a Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.